Today's New Testament reading is the first epistle to Timothy, the fourth chapter. Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons, through the insincerity of liars whose consciences are seared, who forbid marriage and require abstinence from foods that God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is made holy by the word of God and prayer. If you put these things before the brothers, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus, being trained in the words of the faith and of the good doctrine that you have followed. Have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths. Rather, train yourself for godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. For to this end we toil and strive, because we have our hopes set on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. Command and teach these things. Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, to teaching. Do not neglect the gift you have, which was given you by prophecy, when the council of elders laid their hands on you. Practice these things, immerse yourself in them, so that all may see your progress. Keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. Persist in this, for by doing so you will save both yourself and your hearers. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor William Hooper from Christ Lutheran Church in White Cloud, Michigan.
Our journey in and through the word today is from 1 Timothy chapter 4. And chapters 3 and 4 are quite often cited for identification of godly and good living principles. Today's text will be referenced at a pastor's installation or ordination. But today I'd like to remind the listeners that the word and calling of Christ is forming us all, the priests. Yeah, we're called to Jesus. So Paul gives us Christ-centered ways to shape our lives on this, our spiritual mission. The big priority given to Timothy is to be nourished in the Word. Yet today, many will refuse this free course. I ask you to think back to people in your life who affected you with loving words from Jesus. People who have been there in the right moment to give you that little boost of guidance in the right direction. I have memories of Sunday school teachers and elders who recited Scripture and the Catechism regularly from memory. And so a thing to remember is that few believers are formed without a public sharing of faith. We're reminded of Paul's words in Romans 10, faith comes from hearing and hearing from the word of Christ. So to say, I read my Bible, as if it's strictly a personal and private event, might be also to say, it's all for me. Well, the divinely received training and knowledge that you get is not just for you. Sharing God's truth seeks godliness and arms saints for ministry, building up the body of Christ. Remember the Great Commission Jesus gave us. It includes people next to you and countries far away. So look around. This nation under God, and I'm flexing my quoting fingers as I say this, this world kind of obviously needs Jesus. Will you deny then your priestly training and your mission? Starting in verse 11, Paul talks to being effective priests, conducting oneself in speech, love, faith, and purity. Certainly I see my failings in each of these categories regularly, and with God's help I ask to get better, to be a better teacher, speaker, and leader, to show the love Jesus shows me more clearly and to live his faith purer and without hesitation. To be active in this mission is to also have our failings. Certainly each believer has to be prepared for a failing of some kind, a potential rejection of some kind. But we, in our sanctified lives, with daily study and reflection, draw nearer to the priests we're called to be. Paul is urging to preach and teach well, to be orderly, and conduct worship true to the word. And he indicates a process of growth, a process which is not on hold, where no one goes off on some kind of a non-spiritual hiatus for a while. And the next time you maybe consider your pastor's duties, find yourself also inside of these. Jesus' words through Paul. Command and teach these things. Practice these things. Immerse yourselves in them, so that you may see your progress. All may see your progress. Keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. Persistence, for by so doing you will save both yourself and your hearers. To the glory of Jesus' name, amen.
We thank Pastor William Hooper from Christ Lutheran Church in White Cloud, Michigan, for today's meditation on God's Word.